which is pretty exciting, pretty cool. People seem to be liking it and talking about it and watching it. So that's great. It's a thriller feature starring Kristen Davis, Dermot Mulroney, Shanoa Hampton, and Greer Grammer. And Kristen's character, Mary Morrison, is a horror novelist, and she writes these really dark books, and so she gets hired to write a new one, and they decide that, you know, because she gets so into the writing, they need to bring on a nanny to kind of help, you know, support and take care of the kids. And so they bring on Grace, who's Greer Grammer's character, to, you know, come and be the nanny. And she's at first just this picture perfect you know, nanny that's going to come in and save the day. And then slowly things get a little bit weirder, and the family dynamics start to unravel, and we don't know what's in the book and what's real life, and neither does Mary. And so that's, so it kind of keeps you guessing and at the edge of your seat the whole time.
Wow, that's incredible. And what was your character like?
My character?
Yeah.
So I was the second unit director. So I worked with Anna, the director, I did a whole bunch of scenes, and, you know, the fight scenes, the car stuff. And then we kind of crafted this unique approach where we could be shooting, you know, kind of at the same time. So if Dermot and Greer were working with Anna, then I would work with Kristen and we'd go shoot some of her scenes. So we got really efficient and really good with our time, which was so fun because I got to spend a lot of time with the actors and really, really diving into their character, and they're just such pros. It was a real treat to work with them.
It sounds like you have a really good cast there. Tell me a little bit about working with everyone. I know you said it was a treat to work with them, but tell me a little bit about working with them a little close up.
Yeah. Well, Kristen and Dermot are total vets. And, you know, it's not that often that you get to be in the presence of somebody like that, that just really, you know, they've done it all. And, you know, that also, I was a little nervous because they've worked with such brilliant directors and producers and writers in the past. And here I come and, you know, you think, well, gosh, I hope I can measure up to their standards. And we formed great relationships. And it was, Kristen was so, well, all of them, but Kristen was so in her character. It was really, really fun to watch an actor dive in and become that character. You know, at the end of the day, we always say everything that we're doing is in service of, you know, creating a truth in our character and a truth in our story. And Kristen really was able to do that. There was one scene in particular where she was coming back into the house after hearing some noise. And so she was kind of investigating to see, you know, had somebody broken in. And I remember talking with her about it, and at first it didn't really click. And so we did the first take and it wasn't working. And then we kind of stepped aside and we talked through it. And, you know, I learned a little bit more from her perspective, which was so powerful on like what her character might be feeling at this time. And then I talked a little bit about, you know, where it fits in the story structure and that sort of thing. And so we really collaborated to come back, and then it was just, it clicked. You know, she said, oh, yes, okay, I get it. And then we came back, and she just absolutely nailed it. So I love those moments where maybe something is not clear and an actor has the confidence to step back and say, I don't understand why you're telling me to do this. I don't know that my character would do this. And it's not in a combative way by any means. It's in a way of like, I just, you know, they need to understand what her character would be feeling and how she would be acting. And so I really enjoyed that collaboration process with Kristen throughout the movie. There were a few times where we kind of talked through something and she brought even more than what I had in my head. You know, she took what we needed to get and then elevated that and said, you know, this is what my character would do, this is how I would do it. And it was always, she always made it better, which, you know, is what you get with working with true pros.
Incredible. You're so lucky to have such amazing people to work with that work that professionally.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody was great. Shinola is a big ball of energy, and not only a great actress, but also just, you know, drove crew morale higher. She was so fun. Every time she walked on set, everybody's day just brightened up a little bit. And so that was very cool. And working with Dermot was also very, very fun. He's got just such a powerful voice and presence. And so it was really cool to see that on screen. And Greer, I can't believe that she isn't bigger than she is already. I mean, she's done a lot of great work, and she is a star. The way that she embodied this character was a tough role to play, and she really had to kind of push herself to do it, and I think she absolutely nailed it.
And are you working on anything else now, or was this pretty much your baby for a while?
No, I do have a couple of other things going on. I have a proof of concept film, a short film that we produced, that now is being turned into a series of books, and that we will be kind of spinning up into a feature film, which will be very cool. The name of that is called Scars, and it was based on a viral Reddit writing prompt. And so it was kind of a unique way to find a story. But we adapted the original story into the screenplay, and it's been touring the film festivals and winning a whole bunch of awards. Unfortunately, we can't go to the film festivals right now, which is such a bummer, but it has been doing really well at the virtual festivals, and we're hoping to, once we're allowed, do a public screening here in LA, and then, you know, move it into the feature in a series of books. So I'm really excited about that one. And then I have another project with one of my producing partners, Jackson Rathbone, who was one of the main characters from the Twilight series. He was one of the main actors in that.
Okay.
Yeah, so his character was Jasper in the Twilight series. And so we have worked on a few projects together. He actually produced Scars, the short film that I just mentioned, and we have another one in the works with him and producer Eddie Shankar, who did The Grey and Lone Survivor and a bunch of other big movies. So some pretty fun, exciting stuff coming up, and it just feels good that the world is starting to open up a little bit again, so it makes production much more feasible.
I cannot wait to see all this come out. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, well, thanks.
And one thing I like to ask the people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Ooh, okay. That is a good question. Fun fact, something that people would actually care about. I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie. I was a semi-professional snowboarder for a while. I mean, I never made it to the pros, never made it to the big time, but I certainly tried. But school and my career got in the way. I think I made the right choice. And I jumped out of a plane a whole bunch of times on purpose. And, you know, now that I've gotten a little bit older, I'm glad I got that kind of stuff out of the way.
Nice. So you would do it again?
Yeah. Would I do it again? Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I just it's just not as much of a priority. So, and I guess another fun one is I was an editor for a long time, and then transitioned to being a director from there. And so kind of an interesting change from being locked up in an editing room to out making the movies themselves. But I think that it has helped me be a much better director because I sat in the editing room screaming at the computer, wishing that people had gotten certain shots. And then, you know, it gave me that kind of I don't know, those ideas when I went out and directed myself, I think, oh, I remember, I need these things. I remember being upset when somebody else didn't get them. So, just kind of the career evolution.
That's incredible. You should be very proud of yourself.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, I still have a long way to go, but I've been fortunate enough to have some good success and excited for what's next.
And since we're a TV site, what are you watching on TV these days?
I am watching Ginny and Georgia right now on Netflix, which has been very cool. Showrunner, Sarah Lambert, and creator is kind of in my network of friends and colleagues. And so when it came out, we wanted to support her. And the show is awesome. It's very good. And then I loved, my friend Sam Daly is in the show Hunters. And
oh,
so I really,
show.
Oh, it was so good. I really enjoyed that. I tend to go more on kind of the drama, true crime side of things. But, there's so much good stuff out there right now. You know, another good one is SEAL Team. My friend Jake is one of the writers of that show, and Tony Trucks is one of the leads in that show, and she was also one of the leads in my short film Scars. So it's always fun to watch your friends work.
Exactly, and I love how supportive you are of your friends. We don't have enough of that in this world, and I think that makes me like you even more.
I agree. There is enough room for talented people to succeed. We should always try to be building each other up, not tearing each other down.
Exactly. And where can we follow you on social media so we could start following all these projects of yours?
Sure. Everything is under my name, Johnny Zeller. And so it's just Instagram is Johnny Zeller, LinkedIn, Facebook. It's all just my name, so should be, you know, easy to find, I think.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for chatting. It was really fun.
Likewise. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Goodbye.